We present The Toff and the Runaway Bride, a radio serial in six parts, dramatized by Roy Lomax, based on the novel by John Creasy. Starring Terence Alexander as The Toff, with Robert Dorning as Jolly. Part 4. Death is no alibi.
Fire, police, or ambulance?
Get me the police.
One moment, sir.
Police, can I help you?
Yes, would you please send someone at once to number 3 Heddle Mews, Mayfair? A woman has been found dead, and it looks like murder.
Your name and address, please.
I'm sorry.
This is dreadful, sir.
Yeah, it's a bad business, Jolly.
Is it the lady I heard you speaking to?
Yes.
Oh, sir, I feel responsible. You left her alone to attend to me.
Jolly, you were hurt, maybe seriously, and she was only alone for a minute or two.
Time enough for someone to kill her.
Yes. But, you know, I believe this murder would have happened quite regardless of our presence.
I don't understand, sir.
Later, Jolly. Right now, if you feel up to it, I think we ought to be moving. The police will be here any minute.
Very good, sir.
I was found at the scene of a murder last evening. I don't want to make a habit of it. Ah, just a few more steps to the car. How are you feeling now?
The fresh air helps a little.
Yes, I'm sure it does. Soon be daylight.
It's been a long night, sir.
Yes, it has, Jolly. Now, you get in here.
But, sir...
No buts. I'm driving.
Oh, very well, sir.
You all right, Jolly?
Yes, sir.
Good. Oh, we just made it in time.
You, driver.
Yes, sir.
Car just turned out of the Mews towards Hyde Park. Follow it.
Shall I stop him, sir?
No, watch where he goes. Keep in touch.
Right, sir.
Well, Sergeant?
Simmons won't lose him, sir. He's a good man.
I hope so. Did you recognize the car?
You couldn't mistake it, sir.
I wonder what he was doing here. Okay, Sergeant, let's see what's been happening here at number 3 Heddle Mews.
Oh, here we are, Jolly. I think we'll both feel better for a hot drink.
But really, sir, I was quite capable of making the coffee.
Oh, no. Anyway, it's all done now. Here we are.
Thank you, sir.
How's the head?
Oh, it's much better, thank you.
Good. It's a nasty bump. Fortunately, not a stitching job.
That is a relief, sir. Though I could wish that both our injuries had been earned in a more fruitful venture.
Well, how do you mean? Oh, don't forget your coffee.
No, sir.
Well, what is it, Johnny?
Instant coffee, sir.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. Well, it was an emergency, you know.
I could so easily have made the real thing, sir.
Yes, well, do forgive me, but anyway, you were saying?
It's a great pity that no good came from our visit to Heddle Mews.
Oh, I don't know so much.
Really, sir?
No solutions, Jolly, but additional information, and that's always useful.
Indeed it is, sir.
For instance, who would have thought I was going to meet another Mrs. Lessing?
Mrs. Guy Lessing?
The third Mrs. Guy Lessing of 37 Rue de Gaspin, Paris. And here's her passport to prove it.
Where did you find that, sir?
In her handbag.
Oh, sir.
Oh, it's all right. I've just borrowed it for a while.
Is it wise, sir? I mean... the police.
Well, I'll make sure they get it back.
If you say so, sir. And this third Mrs. Lessing, she's the murdered woman?
Yes. And the man who tussled with me and gave you that bump on the head, he's called Holy Joe.
Could he have killed this Mrs. Lessing?
I don't know. She was alive when he went charging out into the Mews.
Yes, sir, but you will recall the alley that runs round the back of the Mews.
It's possible, I suppose. Double round the back, climb in the window and kill her while I was looking after you, but... well, he'd have to be quick.
Could there have been someone else, apart from this Holy Joe?
I've thought about that. I don't know. I certainly didn't see anyone else.
So it would appear that Holy Joe is number one suspect.
It would seem so. But, Johnny, this is turning out to be the strangest of cases.
Indeed it is, sir.
Would you like another cup of coffee?
No, thank you, sir.
No, I suppose not.
Can I get you something, sir? I really am feeling very much better.
Oh, no, thanks. No. Sit down, Johnny. Now, let's think about this.
Yes, sir.
Now, yesterday, Barbara Lorne married Guy Lessing. And in less than 24 hours, two other Mrs. Lessings turn up and are murdered. In fact, both were strangled, which must be significant.
Indeed, sir.
Now, There's no getting away from it, but Major Lessing is suspected of murdering one of his supposed wives down at Bayne. The police think that Barbara may be involved too.
You don't believe that, sir?
I certainly don't want to believe it. Frankly, I think she has an alibi.
And Major Lessing, sir?
That's more difficult. You see, the police think he had a strong motive. After all, they checked out the marriage certificate. It's genuine, and, well, Major Lessing's not very sure about his movements at the time of the murder. But, oddly enough, our visit to Heddle Mews is the one hope that may clear him.
Really, sir?
Hmm. Yes, the two Mrs. Lessings were both strangled. Helen Goodman at Bayne yesterday evening, Rose at Heddle Mews a couple of hours ago. Now, do you see what I'm getting at?
Indeed, sir. The same person killed both women.
Exactly. Major Lessing could well be suspect for the Bayne murder, but not for the Heddle Mews. He has the best of alibis.
That's right, sir. You did mention that Major and Mrs. Lessing, Mrs. Barbara Lessing, were together at the old Rufus Inn.
Yes, sharing the room at Superintendent Reno, booked for me. I did wonder if it was wise to leave them there together, but in the light of what's happened, well...
It does present a ray of hope for Major Lessing.
Yes, it does. Which reminds me, I'd better phone Barbara and Guy and see what they're going to do.
What did you advise?
Well, Major Lessing insists he's innocent of the Helen Goodman murder, so I told them both to go straight to the police this morning. It's the sensible thing to do.
Indeed, sir.
And then I think we deserve a few hours' sleep before making the next move.
Yes, sir.
The old Rufus, good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. Would you put me through to Mr. Rollinson's room, please?
I could, but it'd be a waste of time.
Oh, he won't mind being woken up.
He's not there to wake up. Mr. Rollinson's gone.
Oh, when was this?
I don't rightly know, sir, but there was no one there when the police went up, just after midnight.
The police?
That's right, sir.
And there was no one in the room?
No, sir, it was empty.
I see. Oh, well, thank you for your help. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Oh, Lord. What is it, sir?
That ray of hope. I think it's just gone.
Why is that, sir?
There's no one in the room. No Barbara, no Guy. It looks as though they left soon after midnight, which means they could have been back in London just an hour or so after me.
And at Heddle Mews when the woman was murdered.
Yes. I'm afraid we're going to have to add Guy to our list of suspects after all.
Inspector Ellaby.
Yes, Doctor.
If it's all right with you, they can take the body away now.
Yes, that's all right. You'll let me have your report?
Yes, later today.
That'll be fine, thank you.
Inspector?
Yes, Sergeant?
There's a Superintendent Reno outside. He'd like a word with you.
Reno? That rings a bell.
From Winchester, sir.
I know the name. What's he doing here?
Well, don't know, sir.
Well, send him in.
Ah, you Inspector Ellaby?
Yes, sir. Superintendent Reno.
That's right. Caught you on a job, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it?
A woman's been strangled.
They must be catching.
Sorry, you've lost me.
Well, I've got one similar down in Hampshire.
Oh, I see. Anyway, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I'm after a character who lives on your patch. I drove up to London early morning, saw one of your lads parked outside this chap's premises. Well, he told me you were here.
Thanks for coming over, sir.
I thought I'd better tell somebody what I was doing.
Yes. Who is this man you're after?
Name of Rollison. Richard Rollison.
Ah, the tough.
Yes, that's him. It's a damn stupid name, if you ask me.
Why do you want him, sir?
Well, this job I was telling you about, this murder down in Hampshire, well, the toff, as you call him, he knows something about it. He may be involved.
You've questioned him?
I'd started. I'd stuck him in a hotel overnight. I took his car keys, but he gave us a slip.
That sounds like the toff.
Well, there's nothing to laugh about, Ellaby. We're not playing games. And nobody makes a monkey out of me. I want him, and I want him fast.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Yes, Sergeant.
The contents of the woman's handbag, you wanted them, sir.
Yes, thanks, Sergeant.
That tells you a lot about a woman, Ellaby.
It's about all we have. I don't think she lived here. Still, we know her name.
Well, that's a start.
Yes. It's a good job Mrs. Lessing carried her marriage certificate with her.
Mrs. who?
Mrs. Lessing. Mrs. Guy Lessing.
Can I see that marriage certificate?
Sure. Go ahead, sir.
Rose. Major Guy Lessing. What, damn me.
What is it, sir?
Ellaby, I'm investigating the murder of Mrs. Guy Lessing.
What?
Yesterday evening, down in Bayne in Hampshire. And she was strangled as well.
Now, that's a coincidence.
Too much of one, if you ask me. Who's this flat belong to?
From what we've discovered, it seems this Major Lessing shares it with a Major Carruthers.
And any sign of either of them?
No. Major Carruthers is in Paris, according to the neighbours, and Major Lessing, well, no idea.
He got married yesterday to Barbara Lorne.
Yes, that's right, sir. In fact, we were asked to put out a search order on her.
They both disappeared very conveniently. Well, if you've no objection, Ellaby, I'd like to have a look around this flat for myself.
It's all right, Jolly. It's me.
I didn't hear you leave the flat, sir.
I couldn't sleep anyway. I took a turn through the park and picked up the morning papers.
Is there anything on the murder at Head and Mews?
Well, two of the late editions have a couple of lines, no more. But they all report the Helen Goodman murder.
Unfortunate, sir.
Oh, inevitable, I'm afraid. It's going to put Major Lessing in the hot seat. It won't take the press long to tie up the Mrs. Lessing murders with his marriage to Barbara Lorne. It's a juicy story.
And her father was so concerned that this should be kept out of the papers.
Yeah, poor Robert. Can't avoid it now, I'm afraid. Every amateur detective in Fleet Street will be on the trail.
But the blackmail threat is removed, is it not, sir?
Oh, yes, yes. But I somehow think Mr. Lorne would rather have paid up than have this sort of publicity.
A distressing business for all concerned.
It certainly is, Jolly.
And you, sir, have you considered your next move?
Well, I've been thinking about that. Now, at the moment, there's no doubt that Major Lessing is the key figure in this affair.
Yes, sir. And he is a friend.
Yes, and I offer to help him. But friend or no, I wouldn't attempt to shield a guilty man, if he is guilty.
Of course not.
Now, I'm going to get at the truth of this matter regardless. Now, there's an address in Mrs. Rose Lessing's passport.
Yes, sir. Just one moment. Here you are, sir.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see. 37 Rue de Gaspard, Paris. Now, I'm going over to Paris this afternoon, to that address. See what I can dig up about her and Major Lessing.
Maybe a wasted journey, sir.
Well, I have to make it, Jolly. Now, if you get me on a flight after lunch, and if all goes well, I could be back by tonight.
Very well, sir.
Oh, one other thing, and it is important. I'd like you to ring Scotland Yard, tell them that Holy Joe was at Heddle Mews at the time of the murder.
I shall make the call immediately.
May not help Major Lessing, but it's something the police ought to know.
Do you think the police know of our presence at the Mews, sir?
Well, if you look out of the window, you may see a police car parked discreetly down the road. Oh, yes, yes, I think they know we were at Heddle Mews.
Well, Inspector, I think I've seen as much as I need to.
Tells us nothing about the dead woman.
No, I don't reckon she lived here.
As I said earlier, Superintendent.
Still, this Lessing's on a bigamy game. He'd hardly have one wife living on the doorstep while he's getting married to another.
That's true, sir.
Quite apart from his other wife, he had tucked away at Bain.
A bit of a lad, isn't he?
Yes, if that's what you call a murderer.
You've got your money on Major Lessing, have you, sir?
Too true. Well, what are you going to do about it?
You have a search out for him in Hampshire. I've started one in London. We're bound to pick him up sooner or later.
I reckon it'd be sooner if you pull that Wallison in now. He knows more about Lessing than he's letting on.
I'd like to play that a little easier.
I'll have him in quick as you like.
No, I'm inclined to leave him for the moment. Under observation, of course.
Look, when I met your man earlier, he was watching the Toff's flat. Now, you must have had some reason.
His car was seen leaving this mews as we arrived.
Well, there you are. What more do you need? He has to be involved.
I'd still prefer to leave things as they are, sir, for the moment.
God, you know, Ellaby, I'm surprised you even catch any villains up here. You're all too busy touching your forelocks to the Honourable Richard Rollison.
Don't you worry, sir. We know what we're doing. Well, I'm going back to the yard now. Are you coming?
No, I'm going to take a walk to Rollison's flat. I'm going to watch his front door. You never know, Ellaby. If I stay there long enough, even I might be converted.
I think that is everything, sir. If you can collect your ticket by 3 o'clock, you will be in good time for the flight.
Oh, thanks, Johnny.
Oh, and your street map of Paris.
Oh, yes, yes, maybe useful. Put it on the table, will you?
Certainly, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is he in, Johnny?
Yes, Mr. Lorne. Mr. Robert Lorne, sir.
Oh, good morning, Robert.
Not so good. I take it you've caught up with the night's news.
Yes, I have.
Now, what do you think of Lessing, your good friend? Man's a maniac.
Oh, come now, Robert.
And my daughter's involved with a devil like this. God, Rollison, I always knew he was a rogue, but this...
You could still be wrong about him.
Are you joking?
I'm still prepared to give him the benefit of the doubt until there's more proof.
More proof? What more proof do you need? Oh, you can take loyalty too far, you know. No, he's a bad one. And you're a bad judge of a friend.
I hope not.
Look, Rollison, I'm worried about my daughter. Do you know where she is?
At this very moment, no.
And Lessing?
I wish I did.
Some detective... What's this?
What?
This map.
Oh, I'm going over to Paris. Ask a few questions.
A waste of journey, if you ask me.
You could be right.
You'd do better to spend your time here looking for Barbara. Remember, you agreed to handle this for me.
Yes, when you were being blackmailed, but there's no threat of that now.
Maybe not, but in my book, this is a damn sight worse than blackmail. And it's my daughter's life that's at stake.
I don't think it's quite as serious.
So if you want to help me and Barbara, you'll find her before it's too late. The sooner this Lessing's behind bars, the better.
I'm doing my best, Robert. Believe me, I'm as concerned as you about Barbara and Guy.
Madam. Hello, Jolly. Is Mr. Robinson at home?
That's Barbara.
Yes, that is.
Oh, Barbara.
Daddy, what are you doing here?
You're safe, darling.
Of course.
Thank God you're all right. I've been so worried for you.
But, Daddy...
Those ridiculous clothes. Rollison, if you arrange this, you name it, anything.
No, Robert, it's a complete surprise.
It doesn't matter. At least she's away from that madman. Now, don't worry, Barbara. We'll get you out of the country for a month or two until it's all blown over.
No,
there'll be no trouble getting an annulment. You can leave all that to me.
Daddy, please...
And I'll make sure Lessing can't do you any more harm. He'll get what he deserves.
Father, will you stop it?
What is it, darling?
Please don't talk about my husband like that.
What? Your husband? You don't know what you're saying.
I know exactly what I'm saying. Guy is my husband.
No, that isn't true.
I don't believe those other women were married
but
to him.
Barbara, there's the evidence of bigamy, the marriage certificates.
No. Please don't say any more.
I must, for your own good. He tricked you into marriage. I've got all the evidence to prove it.
I can't entirely agree with you there, Robert.
You stay out of this. Barbara, this man is a cold-blooded murderer. He's killed two women.
I don't believe it.
Now, look here, my girl. I'm not going to let you make a fool of yourself.
Oh, Father, will you please stop maligning my husband and my-girling me? I know what I'm doing.
I ought to have knocked the nonsense out of you years ago. All right, Barbara. You're married to Lessing, but in name only.
We spent last night together. That's what counts, isn't it?
My God.
Now do you understand? I love Guy, and I trust him.
You damned fool. Where is he now?
I wouldn't tell you even if I knew. You'd go straight to the police.
Too right I would. So, after all he's done, he's left you. And you can still stand there and defend him.
Yes, I can.
Well, I don't know, Barbara. I just hope you'll come to your senses in time. You're still my daughter, and I want to give you all the help I can. You know that.
Yes.
But I'm going to do everything I can to put Lessing where he belongs. You can depend on that. Well, goodbye, Barbara. Good day to you, Rollison.
Well, Barbara?
I'm sorry if you were embarrassed, Richard.
No, I think nothing of it.
But Father's attitude. I suppose everyone would agree with him.
Well...
Do you?
He's your father. It's understandable, you know.
I'm sorry.
No, you said what you believe. Do you know where Guy is?
No. No, I don't. That's why I came here. Can you think where he might be?
No. But why did you leave the old Rufus? I thought you were going to see the police at Bain.
Oh, it was difficult. You see, Guy left the room at the old Rufus before I woke up. There seemed no point my going to the police alone.
I see. Well, now, the important thing is, what are we going to do with you?
Oh, I'll be all right, Richard. I'll find a hotel.
No, I've got a better idea. Go to see my Aunt Gloria. She'd love you to stay, and I'll know where you are if I need you.
Yes. All right. But would you mind if I freshened up a little before I go? I feel such a mess.
You look absolutely devastating. Oh, please, no, go ahead. In fact, I've one or two things to do. You won't think me...
Oh, no, not at all. And thank you, Richard.
My pleasure. Jolly.
Yes, sir?
Mrs. Lessing will be leaving shortly.
Very good, sir. Would you care for me to accompany her?
No, that'll be my job, though Mrs. Lessing will not be aware of it.
I understand, sir.
She says she doesn't know where Major Lessing is, but I'm not...
You would like to make sure for yourself, sir.
That's it. Exactly, Johnny.
Well, well, well.
Huh?
If it isn't Mr. Rollison.
Oh, Superintendent Reno.
Fancy bumping into you.
Yes.
You know, that's what I call a coincidence.
Yes, isn't it? What are you doing up here in London?
I just wanted to return these, Mr. Rollison.
Oh, my car keys. Thanks awfully.
Oh, my pleasure, Mr. Rollison. Are you all right?
Oh, yes.
Good. You know, I was very disappointed you decided to leave Bain.
Yes.
Without even saying goodbye.
I must apologize.
Oh, no. A man like you, well, he must have his reasons.
Well, yes, in fact, I did.
I'm sure. You're very edgy, Mr. Rollison.
Oh, no, really, no, it's nothing.
I just wondered. Oh, by the way, I met a chap this morning who knows you.
Really?
Inspector Ellerby, a nice chap from Scotland Yard.
Oh, yes, Ellerby.
You know, I thought it might be nice if we could have a little chat. Him, me, and you.
I would indeed.
Good. Well, no time like the present. I've got a car around the corner.
Oh, look, I'm terribly sorry, but just this
look,
moment...
Look, it won't take long, Mr. Rollison. And then, I'll leave you free to get on with other things.
I'd love to, Superintendent, but the fact is that...
Sir,
Sir?
What is it, Johnny?
Oh, sir, something most unfortunate. You said you were...
Johnny, this is Superintendent Reno of the Winchester Police.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Is there a panic on?
Good gracious, no, sir.
What is it, Johnny?
It's the cat, sir.
She's
done it again, sir.
Oh, difficult animals, Superintendent.
Yes, aren't they?
Yes, sir. I'm afraid she slipped out of the flat when I was in the kitchen.
Oh, we must be more careful, Johnny.
Yes, sir. Did you see her by any chance?
No, I didn't.
Then she must have gone down the fire escape.
Yes, it would seem so, Johnny. It could be anywhere by now.
I'm afraid so, sir.
Oh, well, that's cats for you, isn't it? But she'll come home when she's hungry.
I do hope so. Thank you, Johnny.
Very good, sir.
Now, about that little chat, Mr. Rollison. I think we ought to be moving.
Well, yes, Superintendent, I think we should. I'd hate to disappoint Inspector Ellaby or your good self.
You wait here, Mr. Rollison.
Yes, certainly.
I'll find out which is Ellaby's office. You, Constable.
Yes, what is it?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Rollison.
Good morning.
It's a while since we've seen you, sir.
Yes, it is.
Constable, I'm looking for Inspector Ellaby.
Yes, first door on the left next to Superintendent Green. You know the way, Mr. Rollison.
Of course.
Nice to see you again, sir.
And you, Constable. Come on, Superintendent.
I need a teaching a bit of manners, this lot at the yard.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's a good job he's not one of my lads. I'd show him.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, here we are.
Come in. Superintendent Reno, come in. Mr. Rollison.
Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning. What are you doing here?
I'm sorry, I was under the impression you wanted to see me.
We bumped into each other. I thought it was a good idea, Ellaby.
Oh, well, yes.
Get a few things cleared up, right?
Certainly, if there's anything I can do to help.
Well, now you are here. Thanks for the tip-off.
What tip-off?
The phone call reporting the murder at Heddle Mews. It was you, wasn't it, Mr. Rollison?
Yes, I made the call.
Well, it's the first I've heard about this. Well, you didn't tell me, Ellaby.
I'm sorry, sir.
I should think so.
And information passed on a message about Holy Joe. Was that you as well?
Right again, Inspector.
We're looking for him, but nothing up to
now. Now, hold on a minute. What's this all about, Rollison?
Oh, just doing my duty as an honest citizen.
No, not that. You found the dead body at Heddle Mews?
Yes, Superintendent, I did, actually.
Well.
By the way, Inspector, I mustn't forget to give you this.
What? Well, it's a passport.
Thanks.
It belonged to the dead woman at Heddle Mews.
Where did you get it?
I'm afraid I took it from her handbag before I left this morning.
You what?
I'm sorry, Inspector, but I had to.
My God, Rollison. You'd better have a good reason for withholding evidence, eh, Ellaby?
Well, Mr. Rollison...
I want to find Barbara Lessing. I want to help her. Now, if I'm going to do that, I must know the truth about these marriages of Guy Lessing.
Go on.
Well, there's no doubt the dead woman is Mrs. Rose Lessing. It's on the passport.
We found a marriage certificate. But
there's also her address in Paris. What is it?
37 Rue de Gaspin.
Yeah. Now, two Mrs. Lessings have been killed. I want to make sure it doesn't happen to Barbara Lessing. And there's her marriage. Is she, in fact, legally married? So I've arranged to go over to Paris to see what I can find out about Rose Lessing.
You can't let him go, Ellaby.
And what could you discover there that our French colleagues couldn't? The Sûreté always cooperate with us.
I realise that, but you know what an individual can achieve working quite unofficially. And, of course, I would keep you fully informed.
Ellaby, you can't trust him. You mustn't let him go.
Excuse me, sir. Ellaby. That's quick work. What? You're sure of that? Right, have my car ready. I'll be down in a minute.
What is it?
Local police at Wapping. Just fished a body out of the Thames. They think we'll be interested.
All right, let's get moving then.
You as well, Mr. Rollison.
Oh, certainly.
I think we're going to need your help with this one. Hi, Inspector Ellaby.
Good morning, sir.
This is Superintendent Reno, Mr. Rollison.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Is this the body?
Under the tarpaulin, sir.
Come on, let's have a look.
Go ahead, Constable.
Yes, sir.
Not a pretty sight.
Well, I don't know him. Who is he?
Well, Mr. Rollison?
Yes, I think so. Looks like Holy Joe.
Well, that's him all right, sir. No doubt about that.
You're absolutely sure?
Oh, yes, sir. We know Holy Joe down here. One of our regulars.
Sleeps rough in a derelict warehouse.
I see.
Mr. Rollison, this is the man you saw at Heddle Mews this morning.
Well, it certainly looks like...
Excuse me, sir. That couldn't be possible.
What do you mean?
Well, look at him, sir. He's been in the river 2-3 days.
At least that.
We've seen a few of these. You get to know the signs.
But you're positive about this?
Stake my life on it, sir.
Well, is there anything else, Mr. Rollison?
No, 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 thank you.
Superintendent?
Oh, no. I don't know what this is all about anyway.
Right. I've seen all I want to for the moment, so thanks very much, Constable. We'll be getting on. Back to the yard. Well, gentlemen, won't you sit down?
Now, thanks, Inspector.
You've been very quiet since we left Wapping.
I've been thinking.
Well, can you share it with us?
I'm glad to, when I've worked it out.
Well, whatever. It looks as though we can rule out Holy Joe for this morning's job.
I could have sworn it was him.
Well, you must have been mistaken. Anyway, where does he fit into all this?
I'm not sure. But, you know, we already have three Mrs. Lessings. I'm wondering if there could be two Holy Joes.
Maybe, but I'm more concerned with the discovery of three deaths in 24 hours.
Yes, that worries me, Superintendent. Everything's happening so quickly. Time must be important to whoever's behind all this.
Oh, that's for sure.
I'm pleased you agree. Inspector, what about Paris? I really think I should go.
Yes, Mr. Ollison, I think you should.
Well, I'm not happy about it.
Neither was I until we went down to Wapping.
Well, what changed your mind?
Look, sir, there are aspects of this business that you and I know nothing about.
But Mr. Ollison, he can tell us, or we can find out for ourselves.
That'll take time. I'm not sure we can afford it. We're not just dealing with murder. There's the safety of Barbara Lessing to think of.
But would you keep us informed, Mr. Ollison?
You have my word, Superintendent.
I'll accept that, sir. Mr. Ollison, I'm going to give you 12 hours to come up with something.
Thank you, Inspector.
After that, well, you're out of it. We take over. Agreed?
I'll agree to that, but may I ask one favour?
What's that?
Would you arrange not to release the news of Holy Joe's death for the 12 hours?
Is that important?
I don't know, but would you, Inspector?
All right, Mr. Ollison, I'll fix that for you. Come in!
Excuse me, sir, this message has just come for you.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Bad news, Ellaby?
I don't know. Mr. Ollison, did you know Barbara Lessing has a pilot's license?
Yes, she flies her own plane.
Must be pretty well healed.
Oh, she's quite a wealthy young woman. But why? What is it?
Barbara Lessing took off from Elstree half an hour ago with a flight plan for Paris.
Good Lord.
She can't do that.
And it looks as though she has a passenger. According to this, a man was seen getting into the plane at the end of the runway.
Lessing? I bet it's Lessing.
Well, we can ask the French police to look out for them.
Too late. A light plane? She could be anywhere.
The superintendent's right. I think I'm still your best bet in Paris.
Maybe, but I can't sit on this for long. You've got your 12 hours, Mr. Ollison, but you'd better come up with something, and fast.
That was part 4 of The Toff and the Runaway Bride, a serial for radio, dramatised by Roy Lomax, based on the novel by John Creasy, starring Terence Alexander as The Toff, with Robert Dorning as Jolly. Inspector Ellaby was played by Roger Gartland, The Sergeant by Michael Shannon, Inspector Reno by Godfrey James, Robert Lorne by Kevin Brennan, and Barbara Lessing by Rosalind Shanks. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.
And tomorrow in part 5, the Toff hotfoots it to Paris to find out just what Barbara's up to in the penultimate part of this strange tale of marriage and murder. That's at the usual time in the Crime and Thrillers Hour.